Exactly 8 years ago today, I came to the U.S. It's a long journey, 24 hours flying from my country, Vietnam, to here in U.S. And I remember the very first moment in U.S. Everything was so big, the airport, everything was so big to me. And very first moment in my life, I struggling with the language. I talked, no one understood. People talk, I have no idea. So I started learning English. I put in radio on my ear. So I read an article they call about a passive listening and an active listening. So every day I put a radio on my ear, like every day and every night. Like I put in radio and then listen from the radio all day, even all night. And sometimes I woke up in like at night because like the noises about from the radio. And it took me 8 months to finally something clicked in my head 8 months later. So you know that like we usually can make a guess when people have some accent, like people have some accent that we make a guess like where are they from, and then sometimes people have a hard time to make a guess where I am from. Because like people told me like I don't have a Vietnamese accent and then no American accent, obviously, but I have a radio accent. Because I learned English from the radio, so that's normal, right? Brother and sister, if I can summarize my spiritual life, I can summarize the whole idea about my life in two words. In two words, when I reflect on that, the more I reflect on that, the more I think I can summarize my life in two words that I would love to share with you all today. First, love. Second, sacrifice. Love and sacrifice is two words that can summarize everything in my spiritual life. First of all, love. Brother and sister, what is the definition of love? Love is an act of will the good for others. Again, love is an act of will the good for others. Because love is an act of will. Love is not an emotion. And we usually think about like love is an emotion a lot. I love my dog, I love my food, and I love my God. Emotion a lot on that. However, love, the definition of love is not emotion at all. Never, ever is emotion. Love is an act of will. So that when we love someone, we need to use our will a lot. So you love your neighbors, you love your wives, you love your husband. Sometimes they are not lovable. But we have to love them because that is the act from your will, not from your emotions. Emotion will be gone. Emotion will be gone today or tomorrow. But the act of will, you have to make that every day. Again, you have to make the act of will every day. I love you because I use my will to love you. And from that will, I have to do every day. Because if I depend on my emotion, today I feel I love you. Today I feel that I can be your husband and wife. Today I feel blah, blah, blah. But tomorrow, I don't feel that anymore, which is I am completely wrong and which is not about love at all. Today, I love you, I dedicate my life to you, and tomorrow, goodbye. And that is destroying the whole idea about love. Today, Father Anthony, he wants to become a priest, but tomorrow he depends on his emotion. And he said, nah, God, I'm done today. I have a bad day, so that no longer become a priest for me. See, like, if we depend on emotion, we are losing the fundamental point of love. So love is an act of will, so that God, I committed like 2 years ago, last year, about being a priest, and I committed like for the rest of my life, because that is an act of will. I'm using my will to love you, to love my parishioners every single day. Even I have a bad day. Even someone complains about whatever it is. Even like your husband is annoying sometimes. Even your wife's talking too much. Even whatever it is. But I will love you no matter what, because that is an act of your will. Second, brother and sister, sacrifice. The gospel today, the Gospel of Matthew today is that. So chapter 8. So Peter, all the disciples asking Jesus. And then like the Lord said, Satan, get out of me. Like when Jesus, he talked about death, suffering. And then the disciples said, no. I'm fought. Like this is like the disciples are coming to Jesus, and then they're trying to follow him. And then in their mind, if I follow that person, I'm going to have everything. He's going to change the world. I'm going to have like, maybe I'm going to be like on his right side or left side. I'm going to be the king, or at least the second like order of the king. I have everything. And then the Lord said, nah, I'm going to die. No, I'm going to have suffering. And then Peter said, no, God, no, that is not the point. I'm following you because you're going to be a king. You're going to give me everything. You're going to give me all the glory. And then now you're talking about the suffering, about death? No, I don't think so. And then the Lord said, Satan, get out of me. The whole idea about being Catholic. Brother and sister, a lot of people ask me how to be joyful, how to have joy in our lives. May I suggest one thing? Offer your sacrifices. When I drive, when I walk, when I see something, this is my life. Okay, I did that, and then I have been doing this. Whenever I see something, I just offer that to God. When I have a long stop traffic light, I just, God, use this moment to help a family. Whenever someone cuts me off on the road, and then God, use this one, and then to save a soul in purgatory. Whenever I have flat tires, and then God, use my flat tire to save a person in Africa. God, use whatever I am having right now to save someone. Offer your sacrifices. Maybe God offer that I couldn't sleep during the night because my children's waking up every night. God, I invite you all to offer those moments to God so that he will help you. He will help your beloved ones. Offering those sacrifices, because sacrifices will be everything. If you want to be holy, offer those sacrifices. If you want to be joyful, offer those sacrifices, and you will transform your life. Trust me, I did that. That is my life. I can summarize everything in two words, love and sacrifices. And today, the second reading, the Lord invites you all, faith without works is dead. What happened if, God, I have faith in you, but I never studied English. I never got to learn the language. But I have faith in you, right? Give me the language. I guarantee never do it that way. What happened if, and I believe like you all over here in this building right now, in this church right now, we all have faith. We are, because you are here already. You have faith in God. But faith without works is dead. What do you mean, God? Maybe it's time for you to volunteer something at the parish. If you have not done something, maybe like volunteer to cook for someone at the parish, or maybe volunteer at the food pantry, or maybe volunteer like the people at the safe sanctuary back there, or maybe like welcome team at the parish, or maybe something. Maybe join the men's club, maybe join the Knights Columbus to help people. Maybe doing something, because faith without works is dead. Brother and sister, love without sacrifice, I don't think that is the true meaning about love. What happens if I can tell God, God, I love you, but I'm staying home today. God, I know today, Sunday, I love you so, so much, but I'm staying home. I'm staying home to hang out with my kid. God, I love my wife so much, but I have a friend party today, so sorry, God. God, I love my children so much, but we can all sleep today, even on Sunday. Something like that can help you think a lot. And I hope you maybe think about that. Maybe think about the parish. We need you. Maybe like do something at the parish to show God, God, I have faith and I have works in you. Sacrifices. Offer those sacrifices to someone you love to help someone. Brothers and sisters, maybe the last point from the homily today. How can I be holy? Very, very fundamental question for every single Catholic. We should think about that seriously. How to be holy, brothers and sisters. The way to be holy. To be holy means to join or to participate the love of God. Because inside the Holy Trinity, there is the love from the Father to the Son, and love from the Father and the Son. We have the Holy Spirit. So in order to be holy, join the club, join the Holy Trinity, join, participate in that love so that you can be holy. And maybe I'm wrong at this point, but here's I am offer for you. Again, you can disagree with me, brothers and sisters. I think you are holy because you love your family. You are holy because you love your wife. You are holy because you love your husband. You love your children. And whenever you are loving those people, you are holy. You are on your way to be holy. The holiness is in you, so that never, ever forget about love and sacrifice. If you love them, do something for them. If you love God, maybe do something at the parish. If you love your neighbors, maybe do something for them. Love is an act of will. To will the good for others. So that's all I have today for this week. Invite you all to reflect on that love and sacrifices. And I pray for you all today.